you know, they came into view. We saw the smoke. We were like, oh my gosh. And you guys, you know, came on. And as you had your correspondent on that watched the second plane hit, we saw the big mushroom cloud go up. My heart's going out to those people, and we're in utter shock. My husband brought something up interesting. He's ex-military. We don't see any jets, any air support, any nothing. I mean, isn't this obviously a terrorist attack? Isn't this an act of war?
It would be very difficult, Wendy, if it were anything else.
Well, I see nothing. I'm looking at this.
Well, I think at this point, it would have to be established the origin of the attack. Right now, nobody knows. By definition of a terrorist attack, it's a very sneaky operation. And they certainly didn't have, there weren't foreign markings on the aircraft. So I think, Wendy, I think everybody feels the same as you do. But I think certainly they want to find out exactly who was behind it, which should not be terribly difficult.
No, well, hopefully.
I thank you, Wendy, very much. I'll let you go. We're fading a little bit. 9:36, and Bruce and Wayne, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning, Bruce.
Yes, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Where are you, and what do you see?
Well, actually, as ironic as this was, I was having a check ride, a currency ride, helicopter rating, with an FAA inspector, and we got to watch this whole bloody thing unfold.
Oh, man.
We couldn't see too well. We weren't watching that. I was under the gun, spreading out the check ride when the first one hit, and that diverted our attention a little bit. We got back to business, and I thought I heard the air traffic control calling aircraft to clear airspace. When I spoke to the inspector afterwards, he thought he had heard it too, but we were on another frequency and just monitoring that frequency. In any event, at first it looked like maybe it was a G3, a Gulfstream or something of that size, but I pulled the helicopter up into a hover and he said, Jesus, that looks like a commercial aircraft. And where the heck, you know, is this fella going? And he just, you know, he torpedoed it right into the side of the building. It looked like a 767 to me once we started to focus on it.
Now, are you talking about the second crash?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that
the first one I didn't see it.
Right.
The entire, because obviously I was concentrating on not killing myself and the inspector.
The second one looked as if he came in at absolute full tilt.
Absolutely, and the thing that's odd is you don't have anybody approaching the lower end of Manhattan with a full-size airliner there, so. Once we saw what was going on, our attention was focused in that area. We just started circling. He said, you know, just hold off on doing our activities. And he went right into it full bore. It didn't look to me like anything to do with any kind of hydraulic failure, control system failure, or anything of that sort whatsoever. He planted it right in the side of that thing. It was just horrible.
Are you back down now?
Yeah, when I got down, you know, the guy said, look, forget it. The check ride's over. You passed. You didn't kill us when you saw that. That's good enough for
me. That's amazing. So. Bruce, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Good report. Eric?
And Jim, the state police now say all Hudson River bridges and tunnels have been closed as a precaution in the wake of what appears to be a terror attack on the World Trade Center. Spokesman says officials have opened the emergency command center in Ewing to help coordinate activities. So, as you can imagine, law enforcement from all over this area is on its way up there, as are rescue efforts. Again, President Bush said it is an apparent terrorist attack on our country as two planes hit the World Trade Center. The smoke continues to pour out of these structures this hour. The Pentagon is now investigating the possibility of the terrorist attack. There is still, we're told that they've been unable to get into the upper floors to be able to mount any kind of a substantive rescue effort if there is indeed anybody up there left to rescue. If you are headed northward to try to get in the city, pretty much forget about it. Bob Williams, our traffic reporter, Joins us now with a rundown of where basically, Bob, you can't go.
What we can tell you right now, everything in and out of New York City is closed. The Holland Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel, the George Washington Bridge, everything has been sealed off. The Staten Island crossings, you cannot get between New Jersey and New York right now. The ferries are shut down. The path service, everything in and out of Lower Manhattan, sealed off. The East River crossings, all the city subways, everything is locked down. The airports are all closed. Newark, LaGuardia, and Kennedy all closed right now until they can get a handle on what's going on here. So we're in a total lockdown with transportation right now.
Al Delafave is a spokesman for the New Jersey State Police. He is joining us live now on New Jersey 101.5. Al, what can we say about this?
Well, until we're sure these events are indeed over, that's the way it has to be. Yours, exactly a lockdown. All bridges and tunnels are closed. We've activated our emergency command center. We're in contact with the county coordinators, see what they need right now. Early on, it seems the biggest problems are in Hudson County area where they're experiencing phone difficulties. So little by little, we'll assess how this has affected the New Jersey side and do what we have to do.
The state police, I'm assuming, are sending any aid that can be sent?
Yes. Again, that would mean equipment, personnel, anything that's needed.
Is this the type of event where anybody who is wearing a badge in New Jersey immediately get calls into duty?
Oh, yes. It immediately is put on alert to wait and see what else might be out there in terms of any other terrorist act.
We are now getting a report. Al, we're getting a report now a plane may have crashed into the Pentagon. The live pictures from Washington now. Al, I'll let you go. I know you have a lot to do. Thank you, sir.
Well,
he said a chilling thing. He said a chilling thing right at the opening. Al said that they're locked down until we're sure this is over.
And now it would appear that this
was not over.
That this is not over. We are looking at video now from Washington. Flames or smoke at least pouring out of the Pentagon at this point. And the initial reports are that a plane may have hit the Pentagon as what may be a series of terrorist attacks continue now up and down the East Coast. And, Jim, I'll have to let you...
And who knows where else now? This was, 40 minutes from the original attack in New York, and now apparently we have one in Washington or across the river in Virginia at the Pentagon. And, of course, nobody has the faintest idea what might go from here. Let's talk to Bob in Brooklyn. Bob saw both of these planes hit. Then we're trying to get our coverage now with the Washington blast, but let's get back to the first one. Bob, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning.
How are you, Jim?
Pretty shaken.
Shaken. I'm telling you, when my heart came out of my chest, it came out big time. I was sitting down at the bottom of City of Industry getting my truck unloaded because I'm out of Millstone, New Jersey. And I saw the one plane. If that wasn't a direct bank into that tower, I don't know what was.
I want to break in here. We're going to go to...
Hang on, Bob.
We're going to the Associated Press here for a second.
You're saying this plane was coming around from the south side of the Pentagon.
Yes, it was. What I saw, the tail was coming up along 395. Very low and headed right into the Pentagon. It struck probably about 100 feet above as it came in.
Did it go into the center of that five-shaped building, or can you see where it actually hit?
Exactly where I'm located now. You know, there's a helicopter pad where a lot of the dignitaries and military people land. It appears to have hit in that area. I'm kind of blocked by some new construction to tell you the exact point, but it is about in the area that you see the helicopters land at the Pentagon.
All right, that's on the west side then. That is not, that is a full building away then from where the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs are located. It's on the west side then.
There you go then. So at that point then it should... Oh, wait, there's another blast. Just blew. Hold on. I'm looking to see where it is right this second, but I have not. I just heard a second explosion, a big one, and I cannot see where it is. I don't see anything at this point. The still the same explosive area of the Pentagon.
Well, Dave, we're being told now that Pentagon officials have ordered an evacuation of the Pentagon. In other words, abandon ship. Get out of the Pentagon.
Traffic is beginning to back up on 395. It's still rolling into Washington from the south side, believe it or not, very slowly. The north, going south is stopped. But going north or into the district, if you will, is at this point still rolling.
Well, Dave, it would appear now that perhaps this nation is under attack from some unknown source.
I would say without question.
We're looking at pictures here now. Looking at Washington, we're seeing from the Executive Office Building, which is being evacuated now along with the White House, we're seeing columns of smoke across the river at the Pentagon rising. Let's go now back to my colleague, Rita Foley.
CNN now reporting, Russ, and you were just mentioning, too, the White House is being evacuated. The Pentagon is being evacuated. We have the World Trade Center situation. The president earlier spoke after the World Trade Center situation, but before the Pentagon problem and before the White House was evacuated, the president, who was in Florida, spoke about an apparent terrorist attack, but we don't know the nature of that attack at this point. We don't know who might have been behind it. We do know that the first plane to hit the World Trade Center this morning, just before 9 o'clock Eastern
time. All right,
on
New Jersey 101.5, I'm Eric Scott. Jim Gerhardt is with us. You are on the phones with us as we take eyewitness reports. The West Wing of the White House now has been evacuated amid terrorist threats. President Bush confirms this was a terrorist attack. Now three attacks involving airplanes, two of them crashing into each tower of the World Trade Center, one now into the Pentagon. New Jersey remains on a state of alert. Our proximity to New York makes us a target, at least from a residual standpoint. The state police have rehearsed. Just last week, we did a story about a potential terrorist attack, talking about, you know, what happens when the unthinkable happens. Nobody ever thinks it can happen here. Well, now, as we have heard from the president himself, it has, in fact, happened as terrorists have struck U.S. soil just across the Hudson River and then just south to Virginia.
It was ironic in your series on that just latter part of last week, I believe it was. Yep. You said, and the attack is inevitable. And that turned out to be prophetic. And again, we don't know if it's ended. We have no idea where this will go from now.
And we are standing by to bring you the latest. We will tell you that cellular communication is virtually non-existent in Lower Manhattan. We do have individuals of our staff on the scene there. Mm-hmm. We have reporters on this side of the river as well. But as in talking to my colleagues, it's locked down. Some of these reporters are getting by on bicycles and quarters and payphones as we try to get this information to you. But here's what we do know: a terrorist attack. The attacks may not be over, and law enforcement continues to try and keep the peace around these areas.
New Jersey 101.5 FM radio. It's Tuesday morning, September 11th, and as you might imagine, everybody has their eye on every available medium here, and of course, we're talking with people. I think people are calling us now. We would appreciate Joe Cutter. You've got something new.
Yeah, Jim, we have just gotten word from Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration has just ordered all aircraft flights grounded across the country from sea to shining sea. They are all grounded, according to the FAA. They have ordered whatever planes are in flight right now to land at their earliest and safest opportunity. And the FAA has ordered a grounding of all aircraft flights.
Well, that would seem certainly an inevitable move.
A wise precaution.
Wise precaution, so nothing else could be hijacked, because we have absolutely no idea what the plans of the terrorists are. But this apparently, these were the kamikaze-style attacks. Yeah. There's almost no doubt about that. And it's an incredible thing to see. Very difficult to believe that we're seeing what we're seeing and hearing what we are hearing. And we, of course, will try to keep up, bring you information instantly as soon as we can get any of it.